New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for joining us here. And we are going to talk now to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and we're going to talk about Mercury in retrograde. We are demystifying that whole thing. Matter of fact, Mercury in retrograde started December 10th. Now, this is interesting, Beth. You tell me that it started at 4:05 a.m. on the 10th, but you don't give me a time that I can look to as a post, a marker, on the 29th of December.
Oh, I can do that.
Not that that's all that important.
Yeah, I've got that.
But you've also, you know, we talked about the degrees last week, and we, in terms of the starting point at 5 degrees in Capricorn goes to 19 degrees in Sagittarius, and the best way that I was able to understand it was when you take a look at the rainbow, you're moving from one color to the other, but you're changing hues as you transform. There is a demarcation point between the two colors, but it's shifting into that other color, even within its own realm there.
Right.
So that's kind of what we were talking about. And, of course, we just finished celebrating those Jews who do just finish celebrating Hanukkah on the 9th and focusing on gratitude, acknowledgement, appreciation of God's miracles in our lives, light. And also we have the holidays coming up, Christmas for those of us. And also, rather exciting for me, not only do I have a wedding anniversary coming up on the 21st,
aww,
but there's a lunar eclipse and full moon.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
That almost seems diametrically opposed. You know, you have a lunar eclipse and a full moon. Okay, how am I going to see the full moon if it's eclipsed by the Earth? But it'll pass. Now, by the way, I've watched one of those lunar eclipses through a telescope. Fascinating. I mean, it really is neat to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're actually saying we should be able to see this one over a good portion of the world.
Let's go into a continuing explanation of where we are and where we're going into the new year.
Into the new year, I really so appreciate the comments of your guest. I so appreciate people who take a stand for reframing the present so that you don't have to be in a place of fear. I'm working with so many people right now around economic issues, with clients and stuff, where you know the looming question marks over the economy, the looming question marks over our leaders' ability to lead us out of this economic downturn. A lot of people, whether they're unemployed, self-employed, employed by a company, there's huge, huge levels of fear in the community right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, fear can be an incredible, it's a normal human emotion, but it really can be detrimental if you tend to dwell there. And it's really important to help people find ways and means of recognizing when they're in fear and shifting into something more empowering. Shows like this are so helpful. Speakers like your guests are so helpful, and I so appreciate the work that so many are doing out there to help keep people positively focused.
Well, I was really impressed by just when I first heard about Transforming Through 2012 and then, of course, had the opportunity to book Deborah Giusti on the program because that is really what it's about. Whether we turn this world into the world of the Jetsons or it kind of stays kind of the where it is, but we let go of the fear and the anxiety and the angst.
The victim.
Yeah.
You know, that we do have a hand in what we create and what we experience, and the retrogrades are a fantastic turning point because they kind of give us a chance. They are a still point where you can slow things down. Actually, you don't have to work very hard at all to slow things down because things just slow
they
down.
Do, yeah.
And so they give you the opportunity to kind of reflect more than you would normally, reevaluate, reassess what's going on. You know, how did I get here, and is this a good place? And if I want to continue on this path, these are the things I want to keep doing more of,
right,
keep getting the good. And if I'm not where I want to be, or if I'm clear that certain habits and behaviors and beliefs are not serving anymore, it's a really good chance to recommit to jettisoning those things and embracing something more helpful and successful.
And I've heard the criticisms also that, well, gee, all of your guests are kind of saying all the same thing. Now, I would have to say that it's still a minority, okay, but I would also say, then don't you see the pattern?
Right.
Don't you see that if these folks like Deborah and yourself and others are saying the same kind of thing with that common thread running through it, that you might want to take a look at it just a little bit? I think that would be a good thing.
Well, yeah. And the thing I keep coming back to in those conversations is how we in the media have a moral responsibility not only to inform and educate people, but also to uplift.
Yeah.
So much of what's out there on the airwaves is so fear-mongering, fear-based, divisive. And so for programs like this and programming like this that really serves to show people a beacon of life and light and give them kind of a life preserver to hold on to and point them in a direction so that they can travel their path more easily. You know, if CNN just did 20 minutes a day of something positive...
Yeah.
You know, I'm really grateful for their Heroes program and that they do that, but if they did that once a day or once a month, this world would be a better place.
Yeah, it would.
And I'd like to see that. So.
Well, we're going to continue on with Deborah Giusti and Transforming Through 2012, and people can get a hold of you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And you're right here on the Central Coast, so people can reach you.
I am in Santa Barbara. I do a little traveling, but you can always get me through the website, and I would love to meet more people and more like-minded souls.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Richard, and bless you for the work you do out there.
Thank you, Beth, and we'll be back in just a moment.